Welcome to the Travel Like a Boss podcast, the radio show all about traveling like a boss by being your own boss. Stay tuned for weekly interviews featuring guests that have built their own online businesses. If you would like to have access to our entire back catalog, visit travellikeabosspodcast.com for instant access. And here's your host, Johnny FD.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to episode 100 of the Travel Like a Boss podcast. I'm so excited to be here. So excited to be live. This episode is for you guys. For you guys and gals who have been listening, hopefully, from episode one. But whenever you guys started listening, you know, welcome. Because if it wasn't for all of you, this episode would not be here. We wouldn't be celebrating 100 freaking episodes. I mean, if you think about it, how often do you actually do something 100 times? You know, let's say you join a martial art, you know, you decide, hey, I want to do Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, you want to do boxing or kickboxing, or you want to join a CrossFit class. How many times have you actually gone and did 100 actual classes? If you think about that for a second, I almost guarantee that you can be really, really good at whatever it is, whether it's an art class or language class. If you actually showed up 100 times, and especially because, you know, these episodes are an hour long. So with 100 repetitions, you can be a pro at something. So in this episode, what I did was I had you guys call in, leave these great voice memos where I'm going to play these throughout the episode. So this week's guest is you. And if you didn't have a chance to call in, don't worry. This episode is still going to be for you. I'm also going to shout out to everyone who's helped inspire this podcast, let you know everything that I've personally learned throughout these 100 episodes, because I really truly believe that there is so much great knowledge out there, and I'm so thankful for everyone who's volunteered their time to come on to the show, because I've personally learned so freaking much over these 100 episodes. And kind of just to use myself as an example, my income has grown about 400% since I started doing these episodes, and a lot of it, honestly, was just because I got to hang out with people who are more successful than me. I got to pick their brains and figure out what is working for them. You know, what makes them successful? You know, what are the little things, you know, what are the tips and knowledge and tricks that they have? So in this episode, I'm also going to go through some of my favorites and the ones that I really recommend every single person to go back and listen to archive. I know it's fun and exciting to always listen to just the newest episodes, so you can figure out, you know, what I've been up to, what my travel plans are, or what is currently working today, what's the latest hot thing. But in reality, all of the episodes, we're not talking about what may or may not be a hot business model or, you know, the latest Google trend. We're talking about how people built their businesses from the ground up, how they started, what their struggles were. And I had so many struggles, you know, starting this. This podcast actually started about 2.5 years ago. So that was, I think, 2013. And at that time, I had just started making money online. I was living in Chiang Mai. And I was at one of those, you know, phases where I figured, hey, you know, I'm finally meeting the right people. I'm finally developing a great network. And I want to share these people with people worldwide, you know, to you, my listeners. And that is actually, honestly, the entire reason why I started the podcast. That, and so I can get access to smarter people than me, more successful people, and ask them all the hard questions. I figure out what, you know, what makes them tick. So I want to give a quick shout out to the person who actually inspired the first podcast, Terry Lin. He runs the Build My Online Store podcast. And the way that this all started was I was hanging out in Chiang Mai. There used to be a weekly breakfast called the Paleo Breakfast that was hosted by a group of guys in Chiang Mai. And every, you know, Friday morning, 10 o'clock, we'd all just show up there and we would have eggs and avocados and coconuts. And what's really cool is this, you know, they rented this big house right in Neiman area. So that's like the cool, trendy area next to all the co-working spaces. And they had a house cleaner that would come in every single day. And what's awesome is the house itself, you know, was only a couple hundred bucks each. So I think for the entire house, it was less than $1,000 total. And there's three people splitting it. They had a house cleaner come in and cook breakfast for 20 or 30 of us every single week. She would clean up afterwards. And the Thai wage for that is about $300 a month. So in the US, it'd be so hard to get, you know, this together. Can you imagine if you wanted to have 20 or 30 people over at your apartment? You know, would it be big enough, number one? And how much would you pay, you know, have to pay per month in rent if it was? And the second, how much would it cost for you to get someone to come in, cook breakfast for 20 or 30 people, then clean up afterwards? You know, it'd be ridiculous. So that's what makes Chiang Mai so cool. I'm so happy for that. And during this meetup, one of the weeks, a guy named Terry Lin, who lives in Saigon, he met me and we were talking about, you know, what we do online. And he heard my story. He was like, wow, you know, it's cool that you came up and you became so successful with dropshipping. He's like, have you ever thought about sharing your story? And I was like, oh, yeah, you know, I blog about it a little bit on Johnny FD. And he's like, well, why don't you come on my podcast? And at the time, I thought it was going to be a really hard, complicated, you know, procedure. I thought we had to go into a studio or something, because the only podcast I had listened to before then was Joe Rogan's podcast. You know, he has this fancy studio setup. And I thought, okay, you know, yeah, let's do it. Where, you know, when can we do it? Where can we do it? And he said, oh, let's just do it right now. Let's do it in one of these bedrooms. And we just, you know, we sit there. He pulls out a mic out of his backpack. And I realized then and there, wow, this is a lot easier than I thought. And I told him on that, on the spot, I said, hey, you know, Terry, that was really fun. I'm going to start a podcast too. And he was like, oh, yeah, sure, you know, that'd be cool. But most people would never actually act on what they say they're going to do. So I went home, I researched it, you know, I ordered a mic, and I want to thank Ben Kruger. He's from Cashflow Podcasting. He was the one that was gracious enough to answer all my questions and tell me what mic to buy. And I'm actually using the same mic today. It's the Audio-Technica ATR-2100. I have a review of it on my blog, johnnyfd.com, where I actually made a video comparing this mic to the Blue Yeti and some of the other ones too. So you can actually listen to the difference between all of them. So I said, hey, I'm going to make this podcast. And I ended up back in LA in California, just, you know, for vacation. And that's where I recorded the very first episode. So if you ever wanted to go back and see how it all started, my very first episode was with my buddy Adam Jacobson, who I was starting a dropshipping store with. And we recorded that very first episode in Los Angeles at his house. So it's kind of funny that with episode 100, I am back in Southern California just for the holidays, and 2.5 years later doing episode 100. So thank you guys all for the journey so far. Let's take some calls.
Hi, Johnny. This is Alex Leilicker. I'm from Austria, and I'm currently living on Koh Lanta in the south of Thailand. And this is where I've started my digital nomad journey a few weeks ago. And one of the reasons why I'm sitting here at the Koh Hub Tropical Co-working Space is because I saw your YouTube video that introduced this co-working space. And when I saw that video and I read your Koh Lanta blog post, among several others, I decided that this would be the perfect place to start my digital nomad journey, with a beautiful beach, sunshine, friendly people at the co-working space. So I just want to say thank you, and keep up the great work with the podcast. Really enjoy listening to it, and have a great start to the new year.
Hey, Alex, thank you so much for calling in. That's super cool that you are all the way over in Koh Lanta, especially because in Austria, it's probably freezing right now because it's winter. Even here in San Francisco, and it was freezing. It was so cold, and I just missed Thailand. I started to realize that not every single person in the world likes the heat as much as I do. But if you're the type where you just dread winters, you dread the cold, do something about it. Don't just accept the fact that other people are okay with it. And, you know, some people like the cold. If you're not one of them, move. You know, there's a quote that said, if you don't like where you are, leave. You know, we're not trees. You know, we're not planted somewhere. We can literally just pick up and go. And that's what's so cool about being a digital nomad. So Koh Lanta is one of those places where it's actually my favorite island in the world. And I wrote a blog post about it. You can find it on johnnyfd.com. Just search Koh Lanta. It is a remote, beautiful, peaceful island in the south of Thailand. You know, it's a little bit away from Phuket. And that way, it's still just as beautiful. I would say the beaches are actually nicer. You still get the warm, clear, tropical water. But because it's just a little bit less known and a little bit further away, you get the entire beach to yourself. You know, it is so underpopulated, and 5 years from now, it could be the next, you know, hot tourist destination. But right now, it's almost like a secret gem. So I'm really glad that all of you follow the podcast and you listen. And the only thing that was missing from Koh Lanta for the longest time was good internet, good enough internet to work from. So now that there is a co-working space, awesome. I mean, it's CoHub really, you know, just, you know, brought that entire island up. And I think that's actually where I'm going to be this burning season. So if you're, you know, if you're thinking about where you want to go in Thailand between the dates of about mid-February, so about February 15th or so, until April 15th, which is burning season, go to Koh Lanta. I think it's a great place. I think I'll be there. So if you want, if you like scuba diving, if you like tropical beaches and nice weather, and you want to get that real Thailand experience, I highly recommend checking it out. It's not quite as cheap as living in Chiang Mai. Instead of paying $200 a month for a studio apartment, you might pay $300 or $400, but it's still much cheaper than it is in the US. And it's so beautiful. I mean, it's like what you imagine Thailand to be when you first come. I think the reason why I live in Chiang Mai now is because I've been, you know, I've lived on so many little remote islands for so long, and I've got that out of my system where I still enjoy it. I still think it's beautiful. But when you first move out of the US or out of Austria or somewhere else that's cold in the winters, you know, in gray skies, you want to go to that tropical, beautiful island. And I really like scuba diving as well. So I'm actually going to bring all my scuba diving gear from the US, from my parents' house in San Francisco. I'm going to bring it with me to Koh Lanta. And I think I'm going to dive as much as I can during those few months of burning season. So come join me. If you've never been scuba diving before, it is the sport that changed my life. It's so beautiful. It's so peaceful. It taught me so much about myself, about nature, about relaxing. It's my form of meditation. And I honestly think it is better than meditation because you get to meditate with your whole body and just float, breathe, focus on nothing but relaxing. And that way you can stay buoyant and neutrally buoyant in the water where you don't go up or down, you don't have to flap your arms, and you just let things come to you. You know, with fish life, you can never go chase after, you can never go find it. It has to come find you. And that's a very valuable lesson that I've learned, is to always keep your eyes out, you know, and be aware of your surroundings and just float around and enjoy life. And then when opportunities come to you, whether it's in business, relationships, you know, adventure, go for it. You know, be ready for it. But it's one of those things where, you know, if you can go out looking for awesome manta rays or whale sharks all day long, but unless they come to you, you're never going to see it. So, thanks for calling in, Alex. I'm glad things are going well. Hopefully, I'll meet you out in Koh Lanta soon and everyone else as well.
Hi, Johnny. My name is Ali. I'm an hour away from London. First of all, I just want to thank you so much for all the artwork and the effort you put into your podcast. The main question I've got for you is, I hope generally that you one day do a whole case study on setting up a dropship website from scratch and recording yourself, and hopefully I know maybe it's maybe in the membership area, but just for the world, just to see that it's possible. I'm finally working on my dropship business myself. Hope I can see it from a successful dropship yourself, you know, from start to end. And yeah, I hope you have a great 2016 as well. Keep up doing the great work, and I always look forward for your next episode.
Hey, Ali, thank you so much for calling in all the way from England. So I actually did do a case study for dropshipping. So if you want to go back to my blog in the archives, I've actually done two. So when I first started my very first store, I did talk about it and I kind of live blogged about it. But I think what you're looking for, what you would really enjoy, is if you go back to the dropshipping store that I started with Larissa last year. So it was exactly 1 year ago, because it was around last Christmas that we decided, hey, we have 1 month before we have to go to South Africa to see our family. Let's see if we can get a store up and running and hope that we can get our first sale during Christmas while in South Africa. I mean, how cool would that be to be visiting family, be hanging out with cheetahs and going on safari and get our first sale? So I wrote about the struggles there, and I just reorganized it for you to make it a little bit easier, because I think before it was a little bit scattered. So now I actually have made updates saying update one, update two, update three. And I think it went over for 6 weeks. It took us a little bit longer than we expected. And there were a lot of ups and downs. So not only did I write about it live in my progress thread inside of Anton's course, if you're a member of that. If you're not a member of that, you can join. It's antonmethod.com. That's my link if you want to give me credit. But just live on my blog, it's public, it's free. I wrote down every single thing I did, everything that we struggled with. And it wasn't easy, to be 100% honest. It was one of those things where even though I had started a successful store myself in the past, even though I've helped and partnered with people to start successful stores in other niches, it's one of those things where every time you get into it, you always have self-doubt. You always doubt the niche itself. You doubt if you can get suppliers. You doubt the timing. And for us, it was hard because we were trying to call around like Thanksgiving where everyone was closed. And then it was December. It was like the Christmas rush. And it was New Year's. People were off. So it's one of those things where we thought the timing was terrible. We thought our niche was terrible. And we even went as far as second-guessing ourselves to pivot to another niche, just to come back to the original one after we realized, you know what? What are we doing? Let's just try it. Let's give it our all. And it's been exactly 1 year and it's still Larissa's full-time income. So even though we are unfortunately no longer together, she is living in South Africa, to be close to my family. I'm traveling. I'm here in California with my family and I'm going to be moving back to Chiang Mai without her. We still love each other. We still run a store together. And it's been 1 year. Even though we struggled and we thought it was not going to, the store was not going to take off, I honestly, it's one of those things where go back and read it. Don't just, skip to the end and see the success. I want you to really read it and listen to, look at our struggles. And you can almost kind of read between the lines, of the doubt. You can see how much time passed. And I'll link to that in the show notes of this episode. So this one, obviously, is episode 100. So go ahead and take a look at it from the beginning. And I made it really easy. So after every single post, you can just click the next one and you can go through that. And that is my live case study. So thanks for calling in.
Hey, Johnny. This is Matthias Haltenhof. I was born in Germany and I still live here. The Travel Like a Boss podcast has impacted me in many different ways. Hearing all these people and their stories has brought so many ideas of online business to me. Listening how everyone is working their ways always gets me motivated. Since I read your book and started listening to the podcast, my life has changed a lot. I've been training in the gym for more than 2 years, but nothing happened to my weight. Since I started eating low carb, I lost 20 pounds and I'm feeling so good. I also built 3 affiliate online businesses, which are generating more and more money every month. Thank you so much for the continuous input and your great interview partners who are kind enough to share their stories. Keep it up, man.
Matthias, thank you so much for calling in. Dankeschön. I know most German people don't go out of their way to call in, to thank, because a lot of times in the culture, it's more keep to yourself. Don't, make things such a big deal. Don't, spread all this information. So the fact that you are calling in, I really, really appreciate that. So I'm so happy that you have had so much success with your affiliate websites and as well as, kept motivated in the gym to lose 20 pounds and get in shape. I wrote Life Changes Quick because I spent so many years struggling, trying to figure out how to set goals. I always knew that I wanted to, have good relationships, get in the best shape in my life, build a successful online business. And I always had the tools. To be honest, there's so much information out there. Maybe it wasn't the best information. Maybe I was a little bit lost. Maybe I was looking at the wrong things. But in the last 2.5 years, I really figured it out. And I think part of it was first finding the correct things to follow. So with diets, I've seen so many crazy diets out there. And it wasn't until I figured out, what works for majority of people if they want to lose weight, it really is some type of low carb diet, and there's so many things out there. If you want to read more, you can read either the book Life Changes Quick, where I talk about it a little bit, or you could just look for like a beginner's paleo book, something like Dave Asprey's Bulletproof Diet. That one's a little bit more complicated, but that's what I follow now. But something like Mark Sisson's Primal Blueprint, he has like a 30-day Primal Blueprint challenge. I really think that's the easiest thing out there. And to be 100% honest, there's pros and cons of every diet out there. But every single diet that really works is based off of some type of low-carb diet, you know, especially to feel good, not to get the brain fog, to have the energy, the motivation to be in shape. And there's different names for it. There's primal, there's, you know, bulletproof, there's paleo, there's low-carb, there's no-carb, there's, you know, all these things. And they're almost all, hey, just eat lots of vegetables, eat a little bit of meat. If you're going to eat meat, try to eat, you know, grass-fed meat. So eat meat from animals that actually ate what they're supposed to eat and not been fed all this corn and all this wheat and all this other, you know, byproducts and soy and all these things that, you know, humans aren't really supposed to eat and have been modified so much, you know, with so many different chemicals and things like that. So this obviously isn't a health podcast, but the reason why I talk about it once in a while, why I share it, is because I really believe it was a big part of the journey. Where if I never started eating healthier, I wouldn't have had the energy to crush it with work. I wouldn't have the mental clarity to really be able to figure out, you know, business and all these things. You know, if I wasn't in shape, I never would have had the confidence or the motivation to go out and get everything I wanted. So that's why I think it's such a cool thing. And Matthias, you know, I'm so glad that the book Life Changes Quick helped get you there. So if anyone hasn't read it, you know, please, you know, this is like, you know, I wrote the book because I want to share what has worked with me. And I know there's so much, you know, great information on my blog and on my podcast, but in the book, you know, that's when I don't skip any steps. I really lay it out exactly what I did. So best of luck to everyone in 2016 with all of your goals, whether it's relationship goals, business goals, motivation, or with fitness.
Hi, my name is Aiden now. I was born and grew up in Hong Kong. I'm based in Phoenix, Arizona, in the United States. Johnny's podcast has let me see the possibility to make my first dollar on the internet. I listened to the episode 82, interviewing David Dan Vu about dropshipping on eBay. My eBay store has been up and running for 1.5 months, 4 days after my store was open. I made my first sale for the profit of $9. It may not seem a lot, but within the past 30 days, I already made well over $900 in profit, which is 100 times more than the profit of my first sale in just 1 month. This podcast may not be for everyone, but as long as we work hard, we can find like-minded people here. Now, go start and make your first dollar online.
Aiden from Hong Kong, thank you so much for calling in. That is awesome that you made not only $900 on your first month doing eBay dropshipping, but that even when you made that first $9, you recognized how important it is to get these little wins, and that once you have that little success, that is your cue to go all in and dedicate and focus into it. You know, I wrote a post on my blog called How to Make Your First $100 Online and Become an Entrepreneur. And the reason why I chose the $100 figure is because I know $100 isn't enough to live. It's not enough to replace your income or, you know, even be able to travel or anything. But the mindset of making your first $100 online, whether it's, you know, even with, if it's like with freelancing, but really when it's, when you build some kind of business where you're doing some kind of store arbitrage or selling something, in your mind, you know, hey, if I can make $100 online, why can't I do this every day? And if you just simply did that every day, that would be $3,000 a month, which is a pretty decent income, especially while you're traveling and you're doing location arbitrage, you're living somewhere cheap like in Thailand. $3,000 a month can allow you to do whatever you want, pay for your visas, pay for your airfare, and even let you save up some money. So that first couple bucks, whether it's $9 or $100, that is the key to say, hey, I'm doing something right. I know this works. Let me keep doing it. So if you guys haven't listened to that episode, it's episode 82 with David Vu. He's the creator of the eBay Dropship course. And I actually highly recommend this course, especially for people who just want to start out and want to start making some money online. What I like about it is it really is international. So you can make it, you can do it from any country. And it's a lot easier to even sell in the U.S. There's a bunch of people who are not American who are selling the U.S. market without needing to start a U.S. company or anything. And inside the discussions, you know, people talk about how to get around it. And I know one of them is, you know, just if you can't, you know, pay for something on, let's say, HomeDepot.com or Walmart.com with a foreign credit card, people have figured out, hey, you can just buy a U.S. like Visa gift card and pay for it through that way. So there's a bunch of different ways inside the course where he teaches you how to do it. And more importantly, guys like Aiden are very active in the discussion boards. And I know this because I am a member of that course. I was just really curious how it works. And I listed a few things on eBay and it sold. And I was like, wow, this actually works. The only reason why I'm not dedicating my full time to it or scaling it up is because I have my normal dropshipping stores, which, to be honest, is better in the long run. You make more money from it, and it's an asset that you can sell for a lot more money. But the reason why I also recommend David Vu's eBay course is because it's so much easier to get started. You can start making your first sale, you know, within a week and a half like Aiden did versus 2 months on average with Anton's course. So it depends. If you are dedicated and you're like, okay, I want to do it correctly, then you can go to AntonMethod.com, sign up for the big mega course. Or if you're like, well, let me just try and make my first couple bucks online, you know, even though it most likely will never be more than a couple hundred bucks a month in profit or a couple, you know, maybe even a few thousand. And you're okay with that. And you say, you know what, this is just something, you know, I want to do right away, kind of short term. Go ahead, sign up for you know, David's course. I've actually added it now to my recommended resources page just because I really do recommend it. Things don't make it on there very easily. So if you want to go to johnnyfd.com and click recommended resources, it's going to be up there now, as well as in the show notes of this episode.
Travel Dave UK here wishing Johnny FD a massive congratulations on hitting the 100th episode of the Travel Like a Boss podcast. It's a pure joy having your podcast being played through my earbuds, hearing all these wonderfully selected interviews from digital nomads and entrepreneurs from around the world. I know all the effort and time it takes to put these podcasts together. You know, thank you so much over the years for putting this all together. I wish you all the best, and here's to another 100 episodes of Travel Like a Boss podcast. Thank you, Johnny.
Thank you, Travel Dave from the UK. You know, it's funny that you say how much effort it takes, because part of it, you know, when I really think about it, it does take a lot of time. You know, it takes at least an hour to record the episode. It takes another, you know, hour to edit it, upload it, get it out there. And every week, if you think about it, it really adds up. It, you know, it's been hundreds and hundreds of hours of my time, but I really and really enjoy this. So it's one of those things where it almost doesn't seem like it takes a lot of effort, and especially the way I do it. So if anyone's curious how I edit my podcasts, I don't. You know, I pretty much, you know, have my guest on. We talk for an hour. I put on an intro and outro. I click three buttons, and I'm like, okay, that's good. And I want to thank Joe Rogan for inspiring me to do, number one, these crazy hour-long plus podcasts, but also to just keep it real and not edit it too much. I know there are some great podcasts with fantastic editing, like Planet Money or Freakonomics, you know, both podcasts I really enjoy listening to. But I really think that a lot of people, you know, and hopefully you as my listeners, you guys enjoy, you know, the natural conversations, because here's a little secret. Every single guest takes some time to warm up. And that's why we don't do 20-minute podcasts, you know, even though I think a lot of people, you know, they wish we can get all the info in 20 minutes. But if you do, you get the 20 minutes of kind of the pre-scripted things people thought about. The reason why I really enjoy long-form podcasts like the Joe Rogan Experience, which is a three-hour show, is because as people run out of the pre-scripted material, the things that they're used to repeating all the time and telling the same story all the time, they have to just let their natural personality come out. So then you start really getting to know the person. They start, you know, letting their guard down and kind of opening up more and just being more, you know, more authentic, more vulnerable. And, you know, you kind of just get to know the real person, like you're hanging out with them. And when I was first in Thailand and I started listening to Joe Rogan, that was the only podcast I even knew about, which is crazy that I never listened to anything else besides his show. But the reason why I liked it so much is because it felt like I was having a conversation with friends that are open-minded and worldly and intelligent, you know, and that would speak about topics that I was interested in. And this was during my time when I was training Muay Thai and I was lonely. You know, I didn't have that many other friends besides the guys at the gym. And all we would talk about is Muay Thai, UFC, and MMA. So it was great being able to talk to, you know, not even talk to, but listen in on a conversation with Joe Rogan and his guests. So I used to listen to it while walking to the supermarket for lunch or on long bus rides or plane rides. And I like to think that this podcast is the same way, where you are just hanging out, you know, with me and my guest, and we're just, you know, casual. And as, you know, 20, 30, 40 minutes come into the show, that's when the nuggets really come out. So the reason why I don't start my podcast with, you know, in this podcast, you're going to hear, you know, the number, you know, three secrets of so-and-so. And if you wait to the end of the show, you're going to hear, you know, this guest's favorite, blah, blah, blah. The reason why I don't do that, even though I know that gets more listeners, you know, because it almost forces people to stay to the end of the show because it makes them feel like they need to listen or they're going to miss out on whatever that tip was. Or today's fun fact of the day is yada, yada, stay to the end of the episode to find out what it, you know, what the answer is. The reason why I don't do that is because I really want my guests, you know, you are my guests, my listeners, to want to stay to the end of the show. You know, it's like we're hanging out as friends, and if as long as we are having a good conversation, why would you leave early? You know, this is my weekly chit chat with you, my friends, my listeners. So, Travel Dave, thank you so much for calling in. It's been a pleasure, and really, you know, it is effort, but I'm so fortunate that because all my businesses are set up to be semi-passive, I have time to do this, and I really encourage everyone, you know, in 2016, to whatever your business is, whatever your way, you know, your vehicle to make money is, try to make it as semi-passive as possible. So if you do want to spend a few hours every week hanging out with friends, you know, chatting, either listening to podcasts or even better, making your own, you'll have the time to do so. So, you know, here is to another 100 episodes. I'm excited for that.
Hi, Johnny. My name's Rob Chandler. I'm from a small town in rural England called Evesham. I'm currently listening to your podcast on a daily basis. I'm absolutely hooked, and I find it really inspirational. And, you know, love the entrepreneurs that you have on the show. Love the content. And, yeah, it's fantastic to have it playing in the background. It really sort of gets me through the day while I'm at work. You know, based on your advice, I've taken the plunge. I'm thinking, you know, I'm fed up with this cold English weather. I've booked my flight to Southeast Asia, 27th of December. Really excited. Initially, it's going to be going out to visit some friends and do a bit of traveling for, you know, New Year and that sort of thing. But, you know, I'm actually shopping around for affiliate websites and just really sort of researching in depth into all the things that you cover in your podcast. And I'm keen to start taking action over the next couple of months and start traveling like a boss and, you know, getting an online income and that sort of thing. So, yeah, I'm really excited as to what the future holds. So I just wanted to thank you very much for all the work you do. And I really enjoy the show, and I'm sure most of your listeners do as well. Thanks again. Cheers.
Rob, thank you for calling in. I think that's awesome that you have booked your flight, and by the time this episode airs, you're actually going to be in Southeast Asia. So congratulations. I hope that you really enjoy your travels, and while you're there, you get to meet some other digital nomads, either coming up to Chiang Mai or any of the other places where you can then decide, hey, you know what, maybe next time it is this cold, harsh winter, maybe I will spend 6 months in Thailand or in Saigon or somewhere else where there are digital nomads and entrepreneurs, and you get to hang out and live this lifestyle. I wanted to touch base on when you mentioned you are looking into buying affiliate websites. So that actually definitely is a business model. And I know people, you know, who do are successful, you know, buying pre-made affiliate websites. And what that is would be something like, let's say, Tung Tran was one of the guests I had on the show. And he created a Amazon affiliate site where he reviews portable dumbbells or adjustable dumbbells. I think the website was like Best Adjustable Dumbbells or something. And those sites do work, but they are highly, you know, reliant on SEO and on algorithms and things like that. So I actually don't recommend people do that. I think it's great to recommend products on a blog or website, especially, you know, things that you really do believe in that you want to review genuinely, you know. But I don't recommend buying these websites because even if they are stable now, they're making money now, if Google changes their SEO values, which they do all the time, you might stop getting traffic. And it's one of those things where they only work because they're getting, you know, these search term traffic. While when you build your own site and it's something that you are passionate about, you enjoy updating yourself, then you're not necessarily reliant on these other sites. So if you want to go to the affiliate model, I would suggest you make a site that you actually want to work on, you want to update, that you're not just leaving there. You know, you're not just buying a site for, you know, $10,000 or $20,000 in hopes that it'll just keep making money, or even a few thousand dollars, because you never know what's going to happen. And also, I'm a big believer that you will learn so much in the process of building the site yourself. So even if you do want to go that route, I would just build it yourself. You know, take a course, read a book, you know, or just, you know, figure it out. And I wish you the best of luck, you know, and I hope you get to get out of cold England next year.
Hey, Johnny, this is Rick from Holland, where I'm also currently living. I've been dreaming of the digital nomad lifestyle for quite some time now, a couple of years. And after reading your ebook, Life Changes Quick, I got so inspired with the idea of that it is possible and ideas of how to realize it. I started to listen to your podcast for a couple of weeks now, and all the ideas from the amazing guest speakers just made me go out and do it, actually. So around next year, September, I'm planning to start living, going to Chiang Mai and leaving everything behind, my house, my stuff, everything, only the essentials, and going to make it happen with an online business. So that's it for now. Thanks a million. And
hey, Rick from Holland, thank you so much for calling in. And I'm so happy that you are making the move out to Thailand and getting out of Holland by next winter. I actually would really like to come visit Holland in the summer, so I might be out there. I've been doing meetups wherever I've been going. So the first one was in Austin. You know, shout out to everyone who met up there. Then we had one in Los Angeles that had a huge turnout. There's photos on the website. I'll put it in the show notes as well of everyone who came. So it was really great to meet all of you in person. And I'm having one in San Francisco this week. By the time this episode airs as well, this would have happened. And it's so cool that, you know, I get to meet everyone in person and, you know, meet people who have been listening to the show and, you know, have gotten to know me over the years. But also, more importantly, that everyone gets to meet each other. So, you know, for example, you know, in LA, there was 20 people who live, you know, pretty close to each other that are all doing some kind of online business. And some people are doing extremely well, but you never hear from them because they're busy, you know, working. They have a normal job sometimes. Some people are completely now location dependent, but still living in LA for whatever reason. And it's great that they get to hook up and meet each other. They can, you know, start co-working together or start masterminding together. So this is my goal, is to connect all of you. So if you have not joined the Facebook group, it's the Travel Like a Boss Podcast Army. So it's the Travel Like a Boss Army. I'll have a link to it in the show notes. Join it. See, you know, who is in your neighborhood. Let's do meetups wherever you are. My travel plans for this year, just, you know, if anyone's curious, is I'm going back to Chiang Mai from January and February. I'm going to be there and crush it until the burning season starts. And what that is every single year around February or March, the farmers in the hills of Burma and in Thailand, they start burning all of the crops. And it makes the sky, you know, like blankets the sky with smog, with smoke. It's very unhealthy. The only people that stay are because they don't have another option to leave. Either they have a full-time job or they're teaching or they have a family in Chiang Mai. So they don't leave. And if you hear of anyone saying, oh, it's not that bad, it is bad. Don't let them fool you. You know, I feel honestly, genuinely feel bad for people who lie to themselves and say, oh, it's not a big deal. Because it is. It's our health. You know, our health is the biggest deal in the world. So we do have to take care of ourselves. And the biggest benefit of being location independent, being a digital nomad, is to move. So if it's a financial thing, hustle hard, make some more money this month, you know, and then be able to go to a place like Koh Lanta, which is going to have clear, beautiful, you know, perfect skies during February, March, and April when it's, you know, hazy and smoky in Chiang Mai. And Chiang Mai in general has very good air quality because there's mountains nearby. The only thing that makes it worse, the only thing that makes it bad is the burning season and also the pollution from the tuk-tuks and the songtaos, which is the public transport. And unfortunately, that is the way Thailand is right now. I actually have talked to the tourism authority in LA when I went to go get my visa. And I said, I very politely asked them, I said, you know, why are there no emission laws? You know, why are these trucks allowed to have black smoke that is ruining the air quality of Chiang Mai, which is otherwise this beautiful place? And they assured me, they said, trust us, we are working on it, but it's not like in the US where they can just pass a law and overnight it'll change. You know, it takes a while for them to implement these things. So it's good that they're working on it and they know about it. Unfortunately, combined with the blanket of smoke in the air during those months, all the pollution doesn't get to dissipate. It stays trapped. So do not be there, you know, between, on average, February 15th till Songkran, which is about April 13th. Go somewhere else. Go enjoy yourself somewhere else in the world. And that's it. So I'm excited for this year that is coming up. I want to give a shout out to every single person who has left, you know, these great reviews on iTunes for the podcast. You know, I know it's kind of a pain in the butt to even leave a review. So the fact that 50 of you went out and left reviews, thank you so, so much. This is the reason why this podcast has gotten as popular as it has, is because every time you leave a rating on iTunes, it gets bumped up in the search results, it gets featured, and people see it and more people find it. So, you know, as a listener, if you have enjoyed this show, please support the show by simply leaving a review on iTunes. I know it's a pain. I know you have to make an iTunes account, which is a pain, but I promise you it helps more than you know. The way to do it is if you are on an iPhone, I think you could just click into the podcast app a few times and click on the search for the show, click the show. You can leave a review right on your phone. If you're on a Mac computer, open iTunes, search for Travel Like a Boss podcast, click on podcast itself, click on the actual podcast, click on ratings and reviews, and then click on write a review. And for PCs, exactly the same. You would have the, you know, if you're on Windows or something, you have to also download the iTunes app. So it's one of those things where you can't, unfortunately, you can't just do it online. You have to do it from the iTunes Store app. But promise you, it helps so much. I just want to give a shout out to all the people who have been leaving reviews recently. The last one is actually by Jason and Ian's dad. I've rationalized my podcast viewing and realized that I need to start from the beginning and listen to all Johnny's episodes. Even if the topic is not my specific interest, I'm always picking up pearls of business wisdom. Johnny's guests are relevant, interesting, and provide concrete direction. This podcast has inspired me to write an ebook and monetize a few of my associated revenue streams. So awesome that, you know, our guests of the podcast are inspiring you to do all these things. And I really truly believe that even if the topic or the title isn't something that you think you're going to be interested in, come listen to the show anyways, because, you know, we only talk about the title for, you know, 5 or 10 minutes. The rest of the show is usually getting to know the guest, the struggles that they've been through, the lessons they've learned about business as a whole, about travel, about updates, what's going on. It's just a way to hang out for a week. So even if the topic isn't exactly what you think that you'd be interested in, just listen to them all, you know? So thanks for that. So from Globa, I've been listening to this podcast for a few months now, and I'm honestly addicted. John is a great, and he has many interesting guests from all over the world. You get to hear about his travels in Asia and learn the types of business models and strategies for success. I learned so much from this podcast, and it is very inspirational. Now I have my own location-independent business, and life is good. I highly recommend this one for young entrepreneurs and anyone who wants to go location-independent. Definitely check out his blog as well, johnnyfd.com. Good luck and safe travels, everyone. So thank you so much, Globa. And you know what? It is awesome because the guests, I mean, if you think about it, just even people who called in have been from all around the world, which is so cool. You know, people from Austria, from England, from Germany, from Hong Kong, from the US. It's one of those things where how else would we connect with so many like-minded, you know, individuals and have this amount of, you know, success, you know, be openly shared with everyone. So thanks again to everyone who has left, you know, these great reviews in these last couple of months. All 50 of you, you know, JK Cron, Jeremy Parker, Travis, Platt 407, VRH73, James Solis, Rootscast, Thomas, LH, Italian Freeman, Ray of the Sun, Jay Mitchell, all of you, every single person, all 50 of you, thank you so much for leaving reviews on iTunes. It helps more than you know. Really appreciate it. So if you listen to this episode and you liked this format of the call-ins and the Q&As, let's continue it. You know, let's not do this every single week, but hey, why not have a special every month or two where we can have, you know, you, the callers, be the show. You know, this is actually a lot more fun than I thought it would be. And now that I figured out how to edit it and how to record this, I'm happy to do this more. So if you want to submit your question to be answered on the next special, on the next future episode, just go to travellikeabosspodcast.com. And on the top right, you're going to see a tab that it'll either say submit or questions or call in. And just click on that and you can just record it straight from your computer there or from your phone. Or if you really want, just use the voice recorder app on your phone and email it to Johnny@travellikeabosspodcast.com. All you have to do is make sure it's less than a minute long. Try to speak nice, you know, and clearly into the mic. But don't worry about the audio quality. I mean, it's almost kind of fun kind of hearing all the different places that people are recording from. You know, I like the one that was in Koh Lanta with the birds in the background, you know, but you can also kind of almost hear how cold it is in England just through the app or through the recording. So once again, thank you so much for all of your, you know, your support over these last 100 episodes. I really truly would like to have another 100 episodes because this is so freaking fun. Let me know how you liked this episode, what your favorite episodes have been throughout these last 100, you know, what you learned from the podcast. I just realized that there were comments on the Travel Like a Boss podcast page that I've been missing. So I'm going to go through there and reply to everyone's comments. So go ahead and see that. And I promise you from now on 2016, I have it set up to know when there's new comments. So if you're asking questions on the show notes page, I will see it and I will respond from now on. If you want to check out my blog, see what I've been up to, it's johnnyfd.com. And thank you all again for taking the time to leave those great reviews on iTunes. That helps more than anything. Tell a friend about the podcast. And if you are an avid podcast listener, I just started using a new podcast app called Pocket Casts. At first, I was a little bit hesitant to use it because there's so many free ones out there. But because I listen to so many podcasts, I decided, you know what? It's only like $3 or $4. Let me go ahead and just buy it. And so it's called Pocket Casts. And it is a million times better than everything out there. It's better than Stitcher because it doesn't bombard you with, you know, all these, you know, new shows that you may or may not care about. It's so much better than the iPhone podcast app that's native, because this one doesn't, you know, doesn't lose data, doesn't, you know, doesn't mess up downloads. It just works. So if you like to listen to a lot of podcasts, either, you know, Travel Like Boss or other ones as well, I would highly recommend, you know, do yourself that little favor, you know, treat yourself, buy yourself Pocket Casts. It really, really works. So that is it for this episode. Leave a comment in the show notes if you want, or if you want to be part of the show, go to travellikeabosspodcast.com, click submit question, and you will be on the next show. So thanks again for everyone called in, and take care. Peace out, guys.
Thank you for listening to the Travel Like a Boss podcast. If you want to hear more, including the bonus How to Choose the Perfect Niche episode, join our mailing list at travellikeabosspodcast.com. See you next week, and remember, if you want to travel like a boss, you need to be your own boss. So start your online business today and start living the lifestyle you've always dreamed of.